It looks like one in four U.S. adults, 50 and older, who aren't yet retired, expect to never retire, according to an AARP study. An article with the Associated Press, it reads that about one-fourth of U.S. adults aged 50 or over who are not yet retired say they expect to never retire, and 70% are concerned about prices rising faster than their income. In this episode, we are going to explore, is not retiring the new trend? Are retirees planning to work the rest of their lives until they ultimately just die? Well, I hope this is not the case, but we're going to talk about it on this episode of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things, and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And as a certified private wealth advisor professional, this doesn't shock me. I've been in the financial industry for over a decade, and one thing I've noticed is a trend when things become bad, such as the credit card debt going over $1 trillion, society falls into what we call the herd mentality. They really just do what other people are doing, because if you're in debt $20,000 and you read that other people on average are in debt $32,000, you start to feel good about yourself. Like, well, at least I'm not in that much debt. It is almost like being in the graveyard and saying, I'm not as dead as the other person. And unfortunately, I think this is what's happening to this new generation that are preparing to retire. They're realizing that maybe they don't have enough money saved. They're realizing that the cost of living is going up. And they're realizing that they should have started a lot earlier, and they have no plans on making any changes. So what do most people do when they stick to the status quo? They stick to what works. And what works is going to work, getting the paycheck, and surviving. A lot of people have fear of the unknown. They'll rather stick to what they know until the pain of staying the same is greater than the pain of the change itself. Because when we look inside ourselves, we have to admit that we didn't do what we were supposed to do. And sometimes, going to a professional and admitting that it's hard, you have to be humble. You have to walk into someone's office. You have to tell them, you know what, I don't have it together. And that takes humility. But fortunately, when you deal with a Christian financial advisor, you don't have that shame. We understand the apprehension. We understand the fear of someone looking at your finances and saying, we need to make some changes. But once again, hiding behind the fact that you don't have your finances in order because everyone else doesn't either will not solve the problem. It's better to come in, get the problem solved, so you can live the life that you know you want to live. It is no secret that everyday expenses and housing costs, including rent and mortgage payments, are the biggest reason why people are unable to save for retirement. And this is what we're getting from the AARP study based on interviews completed with more than 8,000 people in coordination with the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. And they find that one-third of older adults with credit card debt carry a balance of more than $10,000, and 12% have a balance of $20,000 or more. Additionally, 37% are worried about meeting basic living costs such as food and housing. So, how do you develop debt? Easy. You're living a lifestyle above what you can afford. Simple. You are spending tomorrow's dollars today. And what happens, that dollar that you spend has interest charges attached to it. So not only are you spending tomorrow's dollar, you're chipping away at the dollars the day after because you have to pay interest on the dollar that you borrow. So for those who are listening and you see people driving the nice cars or the nice houses or they have the nice furniture, you have to think to yourself for a second, if the average American is in debt, then most likely the things that you see are not paying for. They are actually in debt. They are liabilities. They are not yet assets. So just because someone technically is in possession of something doesn't mean that they can afford it. That is actually the opposite of a status symbol. But that's why people get those things, right? They get the houses and they get the cars because it's a wealth symbol, a status symbol. But unfortunately, in American society, now it seems to be a signal of debt. No one is waiting to accumulate the assets to make the purchase or increasing their income. and is causing this large amount of debt. Now, according to the study, they're saying that far too many people lack access to retirement saving options, and this coupled with higher prices is making it increasingly hard for people to choose when to retire. And they're saying that everyday expenses continue to be the top barrier to saving more for retirement, and some older Americans say that they never expect to retire. And you know what? Watch this. In a study, it's actually saying that those who don't expect to retire has pretty remained steady around 23% as it was in January 2022 and 24% in that July, according to a study which is conducted about twice a year. So it is still pretty consistent, but still alarming that a quarter of our society is not going to retire. Now, according to David John, he's a senior strategist policy advisor at the AARP Public Policy Institute. He said, "We're seeing an expansion of older workers staying in the workforce." He continues on by saying this is in part because older workers don't have sufficient retirement savings is a problem and is likely to continue as we go forward. Brothers and sisters, this is not going away. We are finding out that people are not planning for their retirement. And that's why it's not odd to find maybe some people that you grew up with still working. There's a lot of options out there for Americans. You can get an IRA, you can have a 401k at your job. You know, there is a lot of different options available. I mean, you can even have a savings account at a bank, right? So no one is stopping you from saving. But what we found out is that when individuals are left to their own vices, they are going to live for today. It's almost like the grasshopper and the ant. People want to enjoy today because what's tomorrow, right? But unfortunately, we have to be like the ant. We have to put some of it away. We're not saying you have to suffer. We're not saying that you have to commit the ultimate sacrifice and live off of beans and rice your whole life. Now, as a final note, why this is important and why I feel that there is so much fear around this topic is because the issue of not having enough money in Social Security and Medicare has really been a looming issue for a lot of Americans, according to the latest annual report from the program trustee, who says that the financial safety net for millions of older Americans will run short of money to pay full benefits within the next decade. And if you're unfamiliar with Medicare, it's actually the government-sponsored health insurance that covers about 65 million older and disabled people. And they're saying that they'll be unable to pay full benefits for inpatient hospital visits and nursing home stays by 2031. And they also forecast that just 2 years later, Social Security would not have enough cash on hand to pay out full benefits to about 66 million retirees. So what does this mean? Does this mean that we just give up as Christians? No. We have faith in ourselves. We still have time. We still have time to save. You still have time to prepare. You still have time to put money away. And unfortunately, Social Security doesn't pay that much in general when you're talking about the high cost of living. And do you really want to rely on the fact that money's going to be available when you retire? You know, is that going to be the quality of life that you want to live? So you have an opportunity to take control of your finances, to take control of your spending, to take control of your financial situation. So you don't have to depend on the federal government or money being available that's supposed to be held for you. But if we continue down this route, I think this number, 1 in 4 U.S. adults 50 and older who aren't yet retired, expect never to retire, is going to increase if we don't make some changes. But it's not too late for you. So if you're struggling or thinking about retirement and not knowing if you're going to be able to retire happily, reach out to us at AB Ridgeway Wealth Management. We'll love to help you figure out where you want to retire and how much you're going to need to retire happily. Let's face it, we need to find that magic number. If you don't have a plan, if you don't know exactly what you're going to do, you're going to end up like the 25% of these Americans who are going to work until they drop dead. And that's not what we want. We want to live a long, prosperous life, doing the things that we love, not doing the things that we have to do. So I'm curious to know, what do you think about this? Do you think that you will fall in this category of the 25% who would never retire? Do you think that you'll be able to survive in retirement with the assets that you have or you're going to accumulate in the next 5 to 10 years? What has been your experience so far with the cost of living? Do you think it's going to go up fast? Do you think that you'll be able to afford the things that you need in retirement? Well, let me know in the comment section how you plan on fighting inflation, the increased cost of living, and how are you going to retire happily, and what does retirement look like for you? If you've enjoyed this episode, make sure that you check out episode number 220, where we discuss the magic number you need to retire and how it recently has increased. So if you're trying to figure out how much you need to retire, go listen to that episode. It's going to give you a little more insight on what you need. Now keep in mind, it's based on the state in which you live. Once again, make sure that you subscribe to our podcast, Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things. And that's it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.